Welcome back. It's a Monday, the 19th day of September, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Hall. And because of the funeral of the late Queen of England, there's basically not much happening on the agenda worldwide, at least so far as the Waystream Press is concerned. That doesn't mean the treason doesn't continue apace. And it certainly doesn't mean that the New World Order, now pretty much renamed the Great Reset, isn't happening right smack out in the open, televised globally, and being crammed down your throats. And how bad is it? Why, it's so bad that the Biden puppet appeared on the so-called news program 60 Minutes over the weekend and pontificated about how America isn't quite as dead as it seems. Oh yeah, he's got more work to do. I like the RNC's review of the program. People disapprove of me, he said, because they're psychologically unable to be happy. And if we thought they were, we'd probably just send some IRS agents out and kill them. After the FBI steals their phones, that is. Here's the question they're not going to answer, folks. I really got to wonder how much editing it took to make this guy not appear as obviously senile as every single person watching it knows he is. Which kind of begs another question. How many people out there are old enough to remember back when 60 Minutes, actually occasionally at least, did real journalism? Why, if so, you might even remember when Saturday Night Live was once actually funny. Which leads me next to the only real news over the last several days. And there's plenty of humor in this, too. Well, that is, if you can get over the tragedy. Over the last several days, the governors of Texas and Florida have both made some pretty dramatic points concerning the invasion by illegals and other terrorists from the South. Call them Biden's jihadist white suppression militia, if you prefer. It's undoubtedly more honest than what you're going to hear on CNN or MSNBC. But as you may or may not have heard by now, because the left has been shrieking like stuck pigs about it ever since, a couple of busloads, maybe just under 50 people, showed up at the residence of Heels in the Air Harris in the swamp and at the playground of the uber-rich Martha's Vineyard, where they were greeted like the turd in the punch bowl, at least until the cameras showed up. But it certainly didn't slow down the hypocrisy parade. And how bad was it? Why, it was so bad even the far-left Daily Mail couldn't spray enough air freshener to cover this one up. It even managed to get a little bit of space next to the Queen's funeral, at least on Sunday. Here's how their piece begins, and they actually have to come right out and say it. Republican lawmakers and officials are accusing Democrats of hypocrisy. Gee, do you think? After the left heaped criticism on the governors of Texas and Florida, hell, folks, they even accused them of crimes and threatened to send their criminal Department of Just Us to come and get them. After they sent migrants to liberal strongholds, despite, they admit, doing the very same thing themselves. Oh yeah, folks, and to the tune of 1,000 times more. Actually, if you do the math, it's more like 5 orders of magnitude instead of just 3. And here the Daily Mail does at least do a bit of honest reporting. They say Representative Michael Waltz of Florida compared the outrage at Texas and Florida to the relatively, and that's putting it mildly, muted response of the so-called ghost flights of mostly underage migrants sent by the Biden regime in the middle of the night. Quote, those are Biden administration taxpayer-funded contracts with a number of NGOs that are flying these people in the dead of the night to all of these same locations. Well, except for the high-profile hoi polloi hangouts, though. Then it's fine, Waltz told Fox News. But if you have Governor DeSantis of Florida or Texas Governor Abbott or Arizona Governor Ducey doing it in the middle of the day when everyone can see it, then suddenly we're up in arms having a collective political meltdown. It's a collectivist political meltdown, actually. And all of this, they admit, comes after the Biden regime resumed charter flights in April of underage migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border to places like Westchester, New York. And while those flights operated during the day as well, the amount that came in the middle of the night without wide public knowledge earned well-deserved criticism from Republicans. Waltz said the only real difference in their actions was that the Republican initiatives took place during the day, where the press had a more difficult time trying to ignore it. But I've said this before, folks, calling out hypocrites for hypocrisy has kind of worn thin. We're no longer even surprised by it. Which brings me to this quote from none other than Hillary Clinton, who was oh so upset that anybody would dare to send deplorables, or worse still, the 1% of 1% of 1% of the invaders to the doorstep of the gilded palaces of the 1% of the 1% of the uber-rich, Martha's Vineyard. Said an outraged, wicked witch of the worst, Queen Hillary herself, and I kid you not, folks, she literally came right out and said this, telling Morning Joe Scarborough that this was, quote, literally human trafficking, unquote, and whoa, full stop, because you know what? I do have to admit, she, among the limited few that rode the Epstein Express to Orgy Island, literally really ought to know. And why did I insert the canned laugh track there? For that matter, why do I even do this story? Because, folks, as the hypocrisy has literally gone off the charts, the human trafficking got there long ago, just calling it what it is no longer sufficient. I will suggest that the only effective response to this kind of crap that Americans are being subjected to on a daily basis now is outright ridicule. It's obviously far more effective than mere facts. And since, as I've already mentioned, this is a day where those are in even shorter supply than normal, what I'm going to do next is another blast from the past, back to the time frame when the Biden regime was, in fact, doing exactly what people are talking about now, and the Ubermenschen are getting so upset that the right is finally giving them a taste of their own medicine, albeit still only to the tune of about a thousandth of 1%, and take a look at some of the traitorous stuff that we knew back then they were doing, and obviously getting away with, in just over 5 months. Where even then, your host was saying that the illegitimate regime in the District of Criminals Swamp, roll tape, continues to bald-facedly undermine and destroy what's left of the Republic. They're not even hiding it anymore. Everything this regime has done is intended to undermine the rule of law or foment outright destruction and now, of course, famine. For example, we've broken the supply chain, we've completely undermined the ability of farmers to plant and fertilize crops. Once we price diesel fuel out of reach, they won't even be able to harvest them, much less transport them to market. What's next? Oh yeah, let's come up with an excuse to kill tens of millions of turkeys and chickens. No eggs, and pretty soon, no meat for them of any kind. Well, unless you count bugs. Oh yeah, and let's not forget Bill Gates intends to be the microshaft of fake meat. And this continues a process we've watched play out over and over again since the communist Chinese puppets stole the election. From mandating vaccines that destroy people's immune systems to poking the Russian bear in the hopes that just maybe they can get Putin to do what the marionette in chief and his puppeteers have been working so hard behind the scenes to do. Destroy America physically from without. But if you intend to destroy America so completely from within, too, via famine, disease, and crime, history makes it clear you darn well better disarm those peons first. Then you can tell them to eat cake, yeah, that'll fix them, and get in line for the trains. So what I really want to focus on, at least first today, is what I'm going to call the treason update. That's a war against the American people on so many fronts, but none of them more important than making sure that the peons are disarmed before you finish destroying their immune systems, along with their businesses, homes, and futures, and then starve them. Well, there's a teleprompter set up in the Rose Garden Monday morning. That means something really nasty is afoot, and the marionette's getting ready to see if he can read his lines without ad-libbing or otherwise screwing things up too badly. And the leftist media's been greasing the skids for this one for weeks, if not years. Here's how the knee-jerk leftists at the WAPO set it up. The Biden administration, yeah, there's a whopper for you, on Monday is set to roll out new, and I'm going to put this word in here probably more than once, unconstitutional regulations. At least they don't try to call them laws, because they certainly aren't. On ghost guns, there's a new made-up word for you. Don't you know it's supposed to sound really scary? Kits that allow buyers who think they're actually free citizens to assemble firearms, oh no, without a serial number. What the administration is promoting isn't wholly new, yeah, that's for sure. They've been infringing things for at least about 90 years now. But they released these proposed new anti-constitutional restrictions back in May, last year. But still, and isn't this a shame, folks, the proposal, said the WAPO, had to go through, no, not the process of lawmaking, much less constitutional review, had to go through the federal rulemaking process. That's how we do it nowadays if we're going to infringe the hell out of what was once called the Bill of Rights, with members of the public, still, imagine this, folks, allowed to submit comments. You get to say, please, please, pretty please, oh master, don't do by fiat what I know darn well you're planning on doing anyway, because, hey, we used to have a right to keep and bear arms. And the final version is what the Biden regime is rolling out on Monday. Now, listen to this. The new rule does sound a bit technical, but put simply, and that's the only way our readers ever manage to understand anything, it'll require retailers to run background checks before selling the kits to the wannabe slaves, and they'll be forced to affix a serial number to the firearm's frame or receiver, which, and here they're lying through their damnable teeth, helps authorities trace it, if, and really here they mean when, it's used in a crime. The crime, of course, is you're having it. And if you haven't figured it out by now, just wait for that knock. Well, no, it won't actually be a knock. It'll be more like a door being kicked down at 3 in the morning or so. Oh, yeah, and it also requires federally licensed firearms dealers, and there's a key word, we'll come back to that, to retain key records. In other words, they want to know where you live so that they can come and take them until they shut down their business. Previously, they used to actually be allowed to destroy these records that they thought were their business records after having been forced unconstitutionally to keep those registrations for 20 years. All right, enough of the WAPO BS. Let's do a bit more setup here of the main event. I did a couple of propaganda searches today to just kind of help lay this all out. The New York Times, for example, has been pushing the ghost gun booga 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 narrative then for even longer than they were talking about COVID-1984. Here's one dating back to November of 2017. Ghost guns, homemade and untraceable, face growing scrutiny. And oh yeah, we're just getting rolling on that front. Deadly and untraceable, says another headline. Ghost guns are becoming more common in New York. Yeah, the peons aren't allowed to own much else, so this is now a loophole that we've got to close too. And a quick aside here, folks, I'll probably come back and touch on this again at least once or twice too. These idiots don't even understand economics 101. If you make something harder to obtain, what happens is the price goes up, whether it's illegal drugs or guns or, oh yeah, coming real soon to a theater near you, food. And in the case of things that were once called property protected by the Second Amendment, what does that look like? Well, obviously, they get more expensive. That means that people at the low end of the spectrum think welfare moms in inner cities who'd like to have a firearm to defend their children, but figure they probably better be able to feed them first, they can't do both, are the very first to get priced out of the market. Oh yeah, and then they're the first to get raped and robbed. Because don't forget for a second, the bad guys know right off the top who can't shoot back. And if you understand the concept of marginal utility, you know that someone who uses something as a tool of his trade, think a carpenter, or oh yeah, an armed robber, is willing to pay more for something that they use on a daily basis than someone who might or might not use it, only occasionally, if they're the victim of the one who is making a living at it. Funny, isn't it, how Big Brother wants to drive Ma and Pa retail stores out of existence, and they're doing everything they can on that front, all the while making more and more sure that the criminals are doing a landmark business. Now, there's one more group here that's more than willing to pay higher prices, and that would include things like firearms collectors, who hope to see the price go up and then make money later on. They're doing great. And then there's Hollywood types and politicos who love making sure they have something you're not allowed to, especially if they don't even have to pay for it, but you can't afford it. Whether it's Gulfstreams or Bentleys or a legion of bodyguards with full auto, assault weapons. Oh yeah, and there's one more class of people who also is not only the target of this unconstitutional infringement, but willing to pay higher prices because they know pretty soon they're not going to be able to get them at all. And that's people who have been paying attention, the red-pilled, who know where this is headed and realize that they'd better have something, or pretty soon they really are intended to have absolutely nothing. They certainly don't want Big Brother to know where they live or how many of the liberty teeth, as the founders used to refer to things like this, they might have. What they do know, though, is that they're ultimately intended to be lumped in the same category with all the others. Criminals who aren't allowed to keep and bear arms. As you know, folks, your host prefers to cut to the chase. Let's call them what Big Brother intends them to be. Slaves. Because slaves aren't allowed to own property, especially not something that might be used to threaten their masters, their betters. That's why the founders, and they put the Bill of Rights there for this reason, were so insistent that a couple of things be protected unconditionally against infringement, the right to keep and bear arms, and, oh yeah, the right to free speech, to talk about it. And if you've been watching, you know that they're both pretty much dead letters at this point. Back then to just a bit more of the setup here, a couple more headlines from the insanely evil New York Times. Ghost gun, says one from just over the weekend, intended to grease the skids for today's mega infringement. What they are, und weiss, they are an issue now. One of the actions, they say, taken by the Biden Führer to curb gun violence was to crack down on the proliferation of firearms that are assembled from kits and, oh, here it is again, booga, 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 do not have serial numbers. Notice there's nothing in that shall not be infringed thing in the Second Amendment that mentions serial numbers at all. Unless you count the obvious prohibition on requiring them, like shall not be infringed. And from only about a week ago, still. And see, they knew this was coming. They're invisible. They're well-made. They're ghost guns. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Und, when we outlaw them, you must cheer if you are a good Nazi, because you no doubt remember what our other Führer said. This year will go down in history. For the first time, a civilized nation has full gun registration. They all have serial numbers, and we know where you live. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world, even the United States, once a bastion of freedom, will follow our lead into the future. Yeah, that was from the Berlin Daily, April 15th. Almost exactly 87 years ago today. Now, this headline from today's WAPO, I'm going to throw in there because of the irony factor. Now, remember, folks, American peons aren't allowed to own guns. Unless you're a good little slave, you ask permission, and we know where you live and can come and take them when we feel like it. Which, you can rest assured, won't be long now. And their borders aren't sacrosanct either. But not so for freedom-loving Ukraine. Ponder the irony of this headline right out of the WAPO. As war enters bloody new phase, Ukraine asks again for more weapons. And you're going to get to pay for them. Isn't that funny? Oh, yeah, and let's not forget, every single one of them is a weapon of war, the kind that you're not allowed to own at all. From full-auto true assault weapons to grenade launchers and Stinger missiles. And let's be honest, folks, I can't help but think that if Zelensky would come right out and say, hey, we've signed a deal with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, not to mention the neo-Nazis have been running our own government here, Biden would give them everything they want anyway, probably tens of billions of dollars worth. They might even be willing to ship them all the guns they intend to steal from freedom-loving Americans. So let me say it again. If you're not cynical by now, if you can't see what's so clearly going on, you simply haven't been paying attention. And that brings me to a couple of other stories now that also preceded today's Rose Garden gang rape of the Second Amendment. Because your host will suggest, folks, it's vital to understand how the process of steadily infringing the right to keep and bear arms under color of law has been going on for so long now, and how this new attack represents a major shift of focus. And I'll also say this is something I've talked about for decades at this point, so I don't expect to be able to do in a 5-minute summary the kinds of detail that I've done in hour after hour of real deep looks at exactly how it's been done, the concept of public law versus private law, and what's law at all for that matter, how slaves have been trained to trade their birthright for a cup of pottage, or as Franklin put it, essential liberty for a little temporary security, how the commercial nexus fits in here, an unconstitutional fiat currency that really isn't money at all, but does at least subject you to, let's put it this way, another jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and laws. If you've read the Declaration of Independence, you might recognize that phrase. And there's a whole lot more, but it all basically makes the same point. If you agree to be bound by something, well, even the Bible says, well, then you are. Numbers chapter 30 says, basically, if you make a deal, you'd better do it. You shall not break your word. Well, unless you're president of the United States or pretend to be so on TV, you shall do according to all that proceeds out of your mouth. Romans 6 says the same thing, even a bit more bluntly. Don't you know that whom you present yourselves slaves to obey? Well, you are that one's slaves whom you obey. And Big Brother may not care about the Bill of Rights, but he'll certainly hold you to that one. In practice, folks, what that means is if you ask for permission, then Big Brother assumes you have granted him jurisdiction. Why would you be asking for permission if you had a God-given right to do it anyway? See how it works? I've said for years, I'll get down on my knees and beg for permission to protect my family or speak the truth right when I ask his evil permission to worship the one true God. We either have a right to do things, and the point of the Bill of Rights was to protect those rights that came from God himself, or we don't, in which case we're slaves. Slaves need permission to do anything, and they can't own anything either, and whenever Big Brother feels like it, he can change the rules to boot, which the Fuhrer's doing now. Constitution be damned. But how did we get here, other than slowly and gradually, and one lost right at a time? The business connection, the commercial nexus, and yeah, the fiat money connection fits in there too. If you ask for a license to do business, if you ask for permission, well then whoever gives you that permission makes the rules, and you've already agreed to it. The example I often use has to do with a place of employment. Your employer says, oh, you think you have a right to worship, to freedom of speech, to keep and bear arms? Well, not here, not on my property, not while I'm writing your paycheck. We've got a contract here, whether you know it or not, and it's a condition of employment that you obey my rules when you're under my jurisdiction. Folks, it's called private law, and it doesn't matter if there's a constitution that says you have a right to keep and bear arms, to freedom of assembly, of worship, or any other thing that doesn't apply here in this realm, this private jurisdiction, you know, another jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and laws. This is how they've gotten away with it for centuries. You leave your Bible at home, you leave your guns outside the door, don't even put them in your car and put it on my property, and don't you think you have a right to free speech either while I'm paying the bills. The legal claim boils down to the right to contract. You have a right to contract, and you can give away all of those other God-given rights by contract. And that's exactly how it's been done. You could say by sleight of hand, too, because it's almost the same thing. But the end result is where we are today. And I'll say it again. Both Franklin and the story from Genesis about Esau and Jacob are right. And they're about exactly the same lesson. Esau traded his birthright for a cup of pottage. He didn't seem to value it very much, says the Bible. And Franklin says pretty much the same thing. Those who would trade essential liberty for a little temporary security deserve neither. If slaves, and that's what they are when they agree to the deal, ask for permission from their big brother master, and that's who they're asking permission from, right? To buy a licensed registered firearm from a licensed federal firearms dealer and a licensed business that manufactures it under a federal firearms license to boot. Oh yeah, and just to put the icing on the cake, they pay for it with fiat Federal Reserve notes that aren't even remotely constitutional actual money, much less gold or silver, that are licensed by something foreign to the Constitution and in violation of the Constitution and the Bible. It's not real money, and the Bible calls it an abomination. So, hey, that alone proves which master you're actually serving, doesn't it? Well, who's surprised when Big Brother later says, oh, yeah, we're going to change the rules again. We don't need no stinking law or Congress to do it. You've already agreed to it. And don't even think about bringing up that Constitution thing. It doesn't apply in this system of private law. So with that in mind, let me paraphrase the WAPO's summary of exactly what their Fuhrer is doing to those slaves who have agreed to a system of totally private law foreign to whatever you think the Constitution might have said. And notice, they start right off by not mentioning Congress or anything approaching legislation, just a federal rulemaking process where the slaves get to comment before Big Brother does what he was planning on doing to them anyway. Then the final version comes out, and all they do is put it in the Federal Register. And shazam, I guess you could say it this way, stroke of the pen, law of the land. Kind of cool. Or maybe not. It's really closer to law of the sea, but that's a related and, yeah, here's the pun, much deeper story anyway. Back to the WAPO telling the slaves what they've agreed to, whether they know it or not. What the new rule does is a bit technical, but put simply, why?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It will require business licensed retailers to run licensed background checks by Big Brother's agent before selling the kits to the aforementioned agreed slaves and to affix a serial number. Why? Because they can require it, they make the rules, to a firearms, and they define what that means even, frame or receiver, they define that too, which helps authorities trace it when they don't want the slave to have it anymore, i.e. when it's used in a crime. And possession, of course, is exactly such a crime. And let's not kid ourselves. What's really different here? Why is this such a great leap forward in the best Mao Zedong sense? Because they've abandoned the pretext about citizens and even most of the commercial nexus itself. Because now they've added yet another way to try to get those people who don't agree, who know better than to make that deal with the devil and sign the 4337 yellow registration form for the Nazis, I mean the ATF, that says I have to have permission rather than simply being a free citizen or a free person or someone created in the image of God who has rights once protected by the Bill of Rights, not private law that I've agreed to whether I knew it or not. And ultimately, folks, this is a continuation of the same unconstitutional, well, indeed anti-constitutional scam as universal background checks. And I went on to describe the then latest move by the Biden regime to infringe the concept of property ownership by once free people. In those days, they called it ghost guns, i.e. you can't even have it if you made it yourself. And look how far they've come since. Why, if the Gestapo wants to take it from you, they just do. You deplorable you. And if you don't like that, think an election might change it, hardy har, well, we got an 80,000 plus new armed federal standing army that we're sending out to harass you and eat out your substance. Remember who we really serve, and may Yahuwah bless you and yours.